The following is a paid advertisement and does not necessarily reflect the views of KTSA management, staff, or its advertisers.
Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You know, I had a hard time coming up with the name of the show for today. And I thought about so many different names, but I think I'm going to call it, Are You Truly Healthy? You know, I was speaking to a physician from Pennsylvania yesterday, and she was telling me that she exercised a lot, and she is skinny, and she's healthy, and everything else. And I said to myself, you know, she's not really as healthy as she thinks she is. And the question was, are you really as healthy as you think you are? You all have heard the story about some young 39-year-old executive who runs 5 miles every day, and one day they found him dead in his bed. And you wonder, how can this happen? Well, that's because of the way nature is. You see, in life, there's three things. There is raw materials, there is energy, and there is toxins. That's what everything in life is about. Everything. You know, nothing survives without energy. Your car needs energy to propel itself, and the car gives off exhaust. That's correct. It's cold out there, you're camping, you light a fire, the fire gives off heat, and it gives off exhaust. You live in a small town, there's a power plant, the power plant gives off power, and then there's exhaust. You live in a big city, the power plant gives off power, and it gives off exhaust. How healthy we are is determined by how we take care of the toxins that's released from these reactions. You see, if you live in that city and the toxins from the power plant is released into the water supply, everyone gets sick. If the toxins is released into the air, everyone gets sick. So it's not enough to just have energy without being concerned about the toxins. You know, I thought about it, and everything in life is about energy, and everything is about toxins, because a chemical reaction, which is the basic of everything we do and everything we see and everything we say, is a chemical reaction. A chemical reaction is when you take two substances, put them together, and they give out a product. And then they also give out a toxin with it. Let me give you an example. You know, all you athletes out there, all you high-energy people that is eating great foods and you think that, hey, you know, I am so healthy. My question for you is, are you as healthy as you think you are? I suspect not. All right? You see, because the more energized you are, the more toxins you produce. Are you getting rid of the toxins? That is the question. You see, you know, we look at the skinny people and we think they're so healthy. And then we look at the fat people and think that they are so unhealthy. But you know, sometimes the skinny people is just as unhealthy as a fat person. And the skinny person needs to be taken care of just as much as a fat person. Well, in your body, there's over 100 trillion cells in your body, over 100 trillion cells. And every one of those cells are living organism. That means that those organisms conduct chemical reactions, and those living organisms all produce waste. They all produce waste. Where do those 100 trillion cells waste go? They go in your body. So you get waste from the cells in your body. You also get waste from the food you eat, the toxins you ingest, from the air you breathe, from the water you drink. So there are lots of ways to get toxins into your body. From the lotions you use, from the hairsprays you use, from the lipstick that you use, all those introduce toxins into our body. But so does the chemical reactions. For those of you who are under stress, when you're under stress, your body is making more chemical reactions. The more energized your cells are, the more chemical reactions are going on. Your brain uses about 20 to 30% of all the sugar in your body. And because of that, your brain processes even more chemical reactions per second. So therefore, your brain produces even more toxins than the rest of your body. But what happens when you take care of the toxins? What happens when you do it? Well, let's look at how the system works. All right. You are in a cold area in the woods, and you feel like you need some heat. So what do? You get some logs. Logs would be the raw materials. That is what you put in your mouth. The food you put in your mouth is your raw materials. For instance, in your body, the raw materials is water, oxygen, carbohydrates, lipids from fats, amino acids from proteins, vitamins and minerals from fruits and vegetables. Those are the raw materials. Your body uses those raw materials to start a chemical reaction. So you get the logs, your raw material, and then you light the logs. That is, you start a chemical reaction. And the results of lighting the log produces a product. The product is heat. And so now you can sit near the fire, and the fire can warm your body. In the same token, when you are creating that heat to warm your body, the fire also produces smoke, which is the toxin. The bigger the fire, the more heat you produce, and the more toxins you produce. So for those of you out there who is in the gym for 1-2 hours a day, for those of you who are always running all over the place, for those of you who are very stressed out, your body is producing a lot of toxins. You know, you run a 100-mile dash, 100-yard dash, or you run 10 miles, and your legs are burning. All right? What has happened? Well, what has happened is that you have ingested oxygen. The oxygen helps the muscles have chemical reactions so the muscles can contract. That's the product, the contraction of the muscles. In the same token, the muscles create lactic acidosis. That lactic acidosis is a toxin to the muscles, and it causes your muscles to burn. And when your muscles start burning, you get leg cramps and you can't run anymore. The situation is resolved when you increase the blood supply to the area, or you drink water and you flush the lactic acid out of your system. When that's flushed out of your system, the burning ceases, and now your muscles are back to working properly. That's what happens in your body. That's a chemical reaction. So your body is made, your movements, your actions is based on chemical reactions. All right? So you ingest raw materials into your body. Now, let's talk about the raw materials. Just because you put it into your mouth, that does not mean it's getting into your body. First of all, the tube between your lips and your rectum is a tube that runs straight through your body. And it's an assembly line. You put the raw materials into your mouth, the food, and along the way, the body finds different mechanisms to take the raw materials out of it. For instance, in your mouth, the body takes the sugar from the carbohydrates and the sugar from the starches in your mouth. In your stomach, it breaks down proteins into amino acid, and amino acid is absorbed into your body. In your duodenum, you break down fats into lipids, and lipids are brought into your body. In your intestines, a lot of the minerals and vitamins are taken out of what you ate and brought into your body. And in your colon, your body pulls out water out of what you ate and brings it back into your body. So those are the raw materials. When add that to oxygen, and those are the raw materials of your body. Now, just because you put something in your mouth, that does not mean it's getting to your body. The body has to do certain things to it to get it, to make it microscopic so that it can be then brought into your body via a microscopic cell. And so for those of you who have leaky gut, or you have problems with digestion, or those of you who take Zantac or Tagmet, or those of you that takes antibiotics, those of you that are under a lot of stress, when you put that food into your mouth, the majority of it does not get into your body. It is wasted in your stool and in your urine. I'm sorry to say that, guys. So just because you eat healthily, that does not mean that your body gets all the nutrition you put into your body. Right? So one thing you can do is do a Genova test, which will tell you your micronutrients, or you can do a spectral cell test that tells you where your minerals and your vitamins and all those things are in your body, and then you get a better idea of where things are. All right? So number one, getting raw materials into your body, very important for health. All right. And those of you who drink sodas, just because it says that it is, there are no calories in there, you're wrong. It does have, a lot of calories in there. All right. It is artificial sweetness, which in most cases is 1, 2, 3,000 times more sugar than sugar. That's correct. Aspartame, for instance, is 3,000 times sweeter than sugar. And that's in a lot of the diet drinks you drink. So stay away from the diet sodas. All right, so that's the raw materials. Next, the body has to take the raw materials and put them together to make things in the body, i.e. to make new cells, to make hormones, to make protein, to make muscles, to make brain cells, to make immune cells. Your body's got to take these raw materials and get a chemical reactions together to make the things we need. All right? Now, when the body does these chemical reactions, they give out smoke, toxins. And the toxins are then in your body, and your body needs to get rid of the toxins. Let me give you an example. Let's say that, you have 100 trillion cells in your body. Every day, about 5 trillion cells die. And when those cells die, they're lying all over your body. If you don't remove them, they become toxins in your body. How does your body remove them? Are you helping your body remove those dead cells every day? Are you helping your body remove all the chemicals that's in your system? Well, we do help our bodies in some ways. You know, when we shower, we clean the toxins from our skin. When we brush our teeth, we clean the toxins from our mouth. When we breathe, we clean the toxins from our lungs. When we have a bowel movement, we clean the toxins, some of the toxins from our colon. When we urinate, we get rid of some toxins from our bladder. But who is detoxifying our brain, our heart, our kidneys, our liver? Who is detoxifying our blood? Who is cleaning up the areas between our cells? Who is cleaning up all those toxins? What's happening there? Are we helping our bodies do it? If you're not detoxing, you're not doing the job. You are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on KTSA 550 Radio. You can call me at 210-559-5959 or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are discussing, are you truly healthy? My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. It's also available at Amazon. It's available at Barnes & Noble's and all the other book outlets out there. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or you can call me, or you can research me at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. So, we've talked about the raw materials, and we've talked a little bit about the energy portion, and a little bit about the detox portion. Well, let's delve a little bit more into the energy portion. You see, in our bodies, our thyroid and our adrenals are the primary organs of our energy. Our adrenal glands is responsible for emergency energy. You look down, you see a snake, a second later you're gone. Your adrenals is responsible for fight or flee. It gives you the energy to run away from an attacker or face your attacker and beat him up. But your adrenals, just like anything else in your body, needs raw materials. The raw materials the adrenal needs is vitamins and minerals. And adaptogens will help also. But the vitamins and minerals, vitamin C, vitamin B, minerals, are all needed for the adrenals to work. If you are stressed all the time, your adrenals need a lot of vitamins and minerals. The more stress, the more vitamins and minerals your adrenals need. The less stress, the less you need. The more emergencies you have, the more nutrition your adrenals need. So if you have leaky gut, or if the raw materials is not getting into your body, then your adrenals suffer. And as a result, you suffer. In your body, when the adrenals is not functioning properly, it drives all the other hormones down. So when your adrenal glands is not working well, all your other hormones are affected. Your thyroid is your hormone of energy, of normal everyday energy. When your thyroid is optimal, you are running around, you're burning fat, you feel great, and you never gain a pound. When your thyroid is not optimal, you say, "Doc, I'm tired, I'm run down, I have no energy, I'm cold all the time, my skin is dry, my hair is falling out, I have foggy thinking, and I look at food and I gain weight." Those people who are, that's happening, means your thyroid is not functioning properly and you need help. So your thyroid gland gives T3, the active thyroid, to all your cells in your body and allows your cells in your body to have the energy they need to do the things they need. That means your immune cells have the energy to fight off attackers and protect you from infections and protect you from getting cancer. The thyroid also gives you energy for your brain to function properly, energy for your heart to beat, energy for your lungs to exchange oxygen. Your thyroid gives you those functions. So that's very important for your energy portion. Now, growth hormone. Now, growth hormone is a little sticky. I know there's a lot of political things about growth hormone, but here's the deal. If your growth hormone is low or not optimal, and your body, if you get an injury, or you have surgery, or you think, or something's going on, your growth hormone says to your body, "Hey, let's take care of it next month." If your growth hormone is optimal, growth hormone says, "Hey, buddy, fix it right now." That's what your growth hormone says. So if you have an injury, or you have surgery, or your growth hormone is optimal, you are going to recover quicker. you're going to feel better. There's a reason why athletes want growth hormone. They want it because they get lots of injuries, lots of nicks and bruises and bumps, and they want to get back on the field, and growth hormone helps them get back on the field quickly because the body repairs itself a lot quicker. So that's growth hormone. All right. We talked about testosterone now. Testosterone gives you energy because testosterone helps your thyroid convert the inactive T4 into the active T3. And once that happens, you have more energy. So that's why testosterone gives you energy, because it helps the thyroid function better. Testosterone also helps you build muscle, lose fat. It helps you, it helps with your heart, makes your heart muscle stronger. It helps protect you from heart disease, helps lower your blood pressure. It also helps with brain fog. It helps with improving your memory, improving your cognitive function, decreases your stress level, helps you sleep better at night, and protects you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. Oh, not to mention that testosterone helps with your sex drive and your libido. So that's what testosterone does for you. So your hormones is a big part of your body's energy production. Now, the third part of this is the detoxification. You see, you can never be truly healthy if you don't get rid of the toxins. That's right, buddy. I mean, if your car did not have an exhaust, it wouldn't run very far. It wouldn't do it. Everything needs an exhaust. A power plant gives off energy, but then the exhaust, the company has to find a way to get rid of the exhaust so it doesn't harm the people that the power is helping. So that's what the company got to do. In your body, it's no different. When your body produces toxins, you have to help your body get rid of toxins. You know, you are being bombarded by over 80,000 different toxins, chemical toxins, every single year in this country. But that doesn't even include all the toxins that your body generates from all the chemical reactions going on. In your body, you have thousands of chemical reactions going on every second. Thousands of chemical reactions going on every second. So every second, your body is creating thousands of toxins that needs to be gotten rid of by your body. Now, the way your body works on it, toxins are stored in your fat cells. So what happens is that your fat cells pick up the toxins and your fat cells start growing in size. And when the fat cells pick up the toxin, the fat cells also pick up water. So your fat cells are now huge, filled with water and toxins. And more toxins in the fat cells, the bigger they are. And so your body swells. Also, the more toxins that these fat cells pick up, your fat cells then start secreting a chemical called obesogen. And obesogen induces the body to make more fat cells. So the toxins get you bigger, juicier fat cells and more of it. When you do phase 2 detoxification induces the fat cells to give up their toxins. The toxins enter the bloodstream, goes to the liver, where the liver's job is now to take the toxins and make the fat-soluble toxins water-soluble by attaching a molecule onto the fat, the toxins, to get it into the stool and into the urine. If the liver cannot handle the toxins, the liver dumps it back into the blood, and it goes back into the fat cells and create even more fat cells. That's how the system works. So our job is to help the liver. Our job is, number one, to help induce the fat cells to give up the toxins. And number two, helps the liver take care of the toxins, help the liver make the toxins water soluble. That's what our jobs are. Now, so how does that do? So, you know, there are lots of different detox out there. Simply doing a colon flush is not going to do that. Doing all these caloric stuff thing is not going to do it. You need the proper detox to do it. And there are thousands of detox out there. Not all of them are good. Some of them are, and some of them are not. So you need someone who knows what they're talking about to help you get those detox. But here's the key. When you detox and you get those fat cells to give up the toxins, the fat cells are also giving up water, and the fat cells shrink in size, so you lose inches, number one. And because the fat cells are smaller and you lose water, you also lose weight. So detox, even though it's not weight loss, you will actually lose weight when you detox. For those of you who are skinny, you will lose fat, but you'll also build muscle because after detoxing for one day, your growth hormone spikes in your body. As a matter of fact, in females, your growth hormone level increased to as much as 1,300%, and in men, about 2,000%. In our clinic, we use Isobody from Isogenics to do our detox, and we have found that that has been incredible in helping us detox, lose weight, become healthier, and no longer be skinny fat. Thank you all very much. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You can reach me at 210-559-5959 or at email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com, or you can get my book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can get it also at www.growyoungeragain.com. You can also call me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. You guys have a great evening, and I will see you all next week. Thank you all.